Kent Yelverton, director of the NC State Fair. Kent, good morning. Really appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about the announcement this week, the new food hall that will be going on at the fairgrounds and what the process was like arriving at this point.
So we are busy planning, and we'll be breaking ground later this summer on a new food hall at fairgrounds. Yes, we are planning to have it up and ready for the 2026 North Carolina State Fair. Everybody knows that one of the favorite things at the North Carolina State Fair is food. Mm-hmm. And this will bring food to the fairgrounds every day of the year. It will be a daily operation. But the other thing that people enjoy doing at the fair is gathering. So the food hall will bring a place to gather and enjoy food every day of the year.
Do you have any ideas of what foods are going to be offered at the food hall?
We do not know yet. We'll be working on that over the coming months. Certainly, we're looking at a great variety and a selection that people can enjoy for a meal through the day or a gathering after work.
That's outstanding stuff. I do want to ask about some of the events that are coming up at the fairgrounds throughout the year. It's over 300 events for people per year to come out and enjoy. I don't know that people appreciate how busy the state fairgrounds is outside of the state fair, Kent.
It is a busy place every weekend and really every day. We've had a couple of large corporate events during the week this week. Just this weekend, we've got the Gardeners of Wake County selling azaleas. We've got an amateur radio show and roller derby. So a great variety. In the coming week, we've got the NC Festival that the fair produces. We've got Southern Ideal Home Show. We've also got the Good Guys Rod and Custom Car Show coming up in a couple of weeks. So look at our calendar and come out and enjoy our event.
I do want to ask a little bit more about the Got to Be NC Festival, because that seems like not quite the state fair, but it's something to a similar vein and something that if folks have never been, to really check out the great things that our state has to offer at the Got to Be NC Festival.
Absolutely. It has a lot of the features of a fair. Smaller scale, less crowded, free admission. Come on out and enjoy. We have a lot of antique farm machinery for people to enjoy. We have a food sampling in our North Carolina Food Pavilion. A lot to see and do. We do have a carnival as well. A lot to see, do, and enjoy.
What are the dates of the Got to Be NC Festival, Kent?
May 16 through 18.
So coming right up. Tell me about the roller derby. For people who have never seen roller derby, I am fascinated by it and love it.
So the roller derby this weekend is Carolina Roller Derby. It's a local team. Roller derby has a long history in North Carolina and certainly at the fairgrounds. The show this weekend is in the Holzhauser building, which is a round building with a round track. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's going to be great. How important is the fairgrounds to Raleigh and Wake County and just our state in general?
We want to be the gathering place. We want to be a hub for the community and for Raleigh and the region. We produce a lot of economic opportunity. Think about the Ideal Home Show coming up in a few weeks. There will be hundreds of vendors there that want that opportunity to get their products in front of people. And where can they do that better than a show like that that has so many people walking past that they can market to?
Ken, we've talked about a lot of events that are coming up at the fair. Is there a place our listeners can go online to figure out all the things that are coming up each weekend?
Absolutely. NCStateFair.org. We have the event calendar there. Also, I should mention we have the Raleigh Market every weekend, mm-hmm. The great flea market that has been part of the fairgrounds for a long time. So come and enjoy one event, enjoy several events. When the food hall's there, we'll have the food there for you to take a break in between events and come and enjoy a day at the fairground.
As I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Certainly, check us out. Enjoy the events we have. And don't forget the North Carolina State Fair coming up in October 16 through 26. We're already planning for that as well.
Can't wait. Kent Yelverton, the director of the NC State Fair. Kent, appreciate the time this morning. All the best to you and your team, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.